The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this generation, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then return to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, we gathered together as a catechist, a group of catechists that help with our faith formation, which will start in a few weeks. And we had our retreat at St. Joseph's as a way to gather us together. And we're gearing up and pray for our catechists and our whole faith formation program. We're going to have probably around, the numbers are still coming in, last minute registrations are coming as well. Phone has been ringing off the hooks. About 350 kids. Which is why, by the way, we need a new hall. We need to expand that hall. We're running out of space. 90%, and all you persons know here, of the conflict in our parish has to deal with what? The hall. So just keep that in your mind, especially if you win a lottery in the next few weeks. We can use a couple $1 million to expand the hall. We started last year a new curriculum with the confirmation kids, and it's called Teen Star. Teen Star. Essentially what it is, we split the boys and the girls, separate classes, and we help them teach them about the meaning of their bodies, rooted in the theology of the body. Why? Why are we focusing on the body with the young people at that critical age, right? Because they're around 6th, 7th, 8th grade, around that time period, where of course they're experiencing the bodily changes and the questions of their own bodies and their desires that they're experiencing for the first time as they're about to go through puberty. We know that awkward stage in our development well. Why are we focusing on that? Because it's in partnership with the parents to help bring these tough topics to the kids. Listen to this statistic. When you hear it, it is shocking. So in the 1990s, the teenage pregnancy rate in the United States was 1.3 million. 1.3 million teenage pregnancy rates. You know that number is now, in 2024, 158,000. 1.3 million to 158,000. And at first you think, oh good, the teenagers aren't engaging in risky behavior, and I mean that's good in and of itself. But what it points to, a couple layers deeper, it's revealing something. There is a sickness in our culture that our young people, they don't even want to enter into relationship anymore. They see no value in the body. And even entering into marriage. Again, it's good that they're not engaging in risky behavior, but the reason, the rationale is what's causing us concern. They don't even want to. No interest. Again, look at that number. 1.3 million to 158,000. And part of this sickness, that they're confused about the body. Because again, if they simply listen to the culture, the body has no meaning. Again, the whole transgender battle that we're facing as a culture, what is it rooted in? It's rooted in deep confusion. And that my will says what I am. Do you see, inherent in that is a deep rebellion. And my friends, that train, if it continues and we don't fight it and articulate the beauty of Christian meaning of the body, it's going to lead to destruction. Because essentially, if we simply say the body has no theological meaning, then the manipulation and the abuse of the body quickly follows. Again, this is deeply connected to older statistics about why, as a culture, our life expectancy is decreasing in the most prosperous, healthy, most technologically advanced society we've ever produced. Our life expectancy is dropping. Why? Again, any statistician knows this. They see it. Sins are deaths of despair. Why despair? Because we're just walking around and we have no purpose. Because more money, more power, more honor, more pleasure, as fun as that is, gets boring really fast. And the human person and the human heart longs for meaning. Now, I lay all of that out. I know it's in gloomy, like, oh my gosh. Which is why we need to proudly proclaim the gospel as Christians and to not be afraid of living out our faith with intensity. Oh, my friends, I know the culture says be vanilla about your faith. Don't talk about it. Don't live it too intensely. No, the complete opposite is true. We need to live it more. And especially as Catholics, because the beauty of our Catholic faith is that we view the body so much more beautifully. And here is the key and how it's linked to the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. This great dogma of a Catholic faith is that Mary was assumed her entire body when her earthly life was ended. Remember, as Catholics, we never say Mary died. That's not our language. We don't believe Mary died. The language is that her life ended somehow, and then she didn't experience death like we do, and then her entire body and God's beautiful plan and that unique grace was assumed into heaven. Which points to that the human body is created and meant to participate in the Holy Trinity itself. That our body has profound meaning. And we have to live it out. Teach the young people, your sons and daughters, your granddaughters and sons. If we don't preach it, the culture won't. Our culture is sick. And the only answer, the antidote, is Jesus Christ.
wash me from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins.